Beautiful weather, man. Efficient game. Time for us to get back on track, man. We won one last week, get two in a row.
Must be a good day. Another good day.
Let's go, fellas. Let's go, man. We're going to wait for all week long. Let's go. Let's go out there and have another fast start. Take it all the way, all four quarters, man. It's going to take all four quarters away. Let's start fast. Browns on three. One, two, three, four.
No time now, man. Practicing all week, go time now. Time to go get it.
Dogs on three. One, two, three.
Dogs! Expect to win. Everybody. Special teams. Offense. Defense. Expect to win. Bottom line. That's it. Let's go.
Man.
Hey, win on three. One, two, three. Win.
Back home after 2 weeks on the road, the Cleveland Browns looking for resolve today. Home football game, division football game against their Ohio brethren, the Cincinnati Bengals. Everybody, great to see you. Welcome to Brownstown following the Browns' resounding 17-6 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. This is Browns Overtime. Michael Regeye, Gerard Cherry, Vic Carucci will join. You'll hear from Rob Chudzinski and a lot of the players. Gerard, this speaks to the character and the resolve of a football team that, quite frankly, is tired of losing.
Exactly, Michael. And they say adversity builds character. It also builds good football teams. And who would imagine that this football team, standing at 0-2, would be where they are today, Michael?
Brian Hoyer, another sensational performance. But we've got to start on the defensive side of the football. Wow. Stifling, stout, and sturdy. Let's check in with Vic Carucci. Vic, this defensive effort today was one that might be earmarked as one of the finest we've seen at Cleveland Browns vintage of late.
Without question, Reg, this was a defining defensive performance by the Browns, and several players came up big, including the much-maligned Buster Screen. Came up huge, of course, with the interception at the end, but overall, a very strong game by this unit, as you say, smothering and stifling, and you just don't do that every day against the Bengals' offense.
They only allowed 63 yards on the ground to that Bengals run game, 266 yards, Gerard, overall. And when you look at not having Jabal Sheard, Billy Winn, Quinton Groves, the depth of the Browns, even though it was somewhat taken away today, you had guys flying around and making plays.
Yeah, Michael, you had guys flying around, but you also had guys stepping up. Bust the screen, you get a game ball. Barkevious Mingo, you get a game ball as well. These guys show what they're all about, the resolve. You have players missing today, yet and still, everyone on that defense showed up, Michael.
Well, they showed up, and as you would say, Gerard, they balled out, no doubt about that. How about Brian Hoyer? Back right in his old playpen where he grew up here at what used to be Cleveland Browns Stadium. Gerard, for the first time since 1994, when Mark Rippon stepped in for the injured Vinny Testaverde, a Browns quarterback has won his first two starts. Hoyer is very much in control of this offense. Look good today.
Yes, calm, cool, collected, in control, doing what's necessary to lead this football team down the field when necessary to make big plays, Michael. You have to be impressed with his effort as well as his leadership on the football field.
Sensational to see. Tremendous pocket presence, great command. And how about with a game on the line at 10-6, a 91-yard drive.
Say that again.
91-yard drive.
91-yard drive, showing you again that he is legit. He did it last week. He did it back-to-back. And then my impression is this. If you do it two times in a row, something's got to stick. Right, Michael?
Absolutely. And Willis McGahee showed up big behind that offensive line. How do you put games away when you got the lead the fourth quarter? You run the football.
Exactly.
The Browns did that today. Let's hear from the head coach of your Cleveland Browns. He's won two in a row. Here's Rob Chudzinski.
It's the results I knew would come. And, you know, it's still a long season left, and we have a lot of things we need to work on and get better at. You know, but I just believe in these guys in the locker room. And, you know, they just have been great. And, I've said we're back to work tomorrow, but most of the coaching staff, we're going back to work today to get ready and start doing things and getting ready for Buffalo.
Rob Chudzinski, an outstanding football coach, is very, very happy after this second consecutive win. Vic Carucci again, playmaker showed up. Jordan Cameron continues to shine and make extraordinary plays to move the sticks and sustain drives. 2 weeks in a row, he's done that and caught another TD pass today.
Tremendous chemistry between Jordan Cameron and Brian Hoyer. I mean, instant chemistry. And keep in mind, Brian Hoyer started out as a third-string quarterback, did not get a ton of quality snaps with a Jordan Cameron through the offseason or through training camp or through the preseason. And now you're seeing in two games how instantly they've combined. And it's just telling you, you know, between the defensive effort and what we're seeing from Brian Hoyer and this offense, Michael, that it's a validation type of game. A game like today makes that kind of statement for the Browns to beat, again, a division foe that a lot of people think is a contender for the Super Bowl before the season. And now to see the Browns just go toe-to-toe with them and then take them out at home makes such a statement of validation.
Absolutely, Vic. And Gerard, there's a sense of comfortability. There's a sense of great awareness now going on with this offense. And how about the way the O-line performed today? I think easily against an extremely good front four for Cincinnati, easily their best performance of the year to date.
Certainly, Michael. And what you're starting to see is that this offensive line is starting to gel. Uh-oh, watch out, because they haven't even played their best game yet. So just imagine when they fully get it, when O'Neal Cousins is comfortable in his role and Mitchell Schwartz as well. A lot of good football left to be played with this offensive line. I am very encouraged, Michael.
Everybody should be. You as Browns fans need to be encouraged. There easily could be a three-way tie atop the AFC North with the Browns win today. So, again, after the two straight losses, a lot of you feeling that the season was going to be swept away, the Browns respond with two consecutive wins. We'll hear from the quarterback. Don't go away when Gerard and Vic and yours truly get back on Browns Overtime. Brian Hoyer, front and center. He's 2-0 following the Browns' 17-6 win over Cincinnati. Don't go away.
They snap it back. Hoyer's got it. Right corner of the end zone. Jordan Cameron got it. Touchdown pass. Brian Hoyer.
Exhilarating 17-6 Browns division win over the Cincinnati Bengals. We know you loved it. Browns did too. Welcome back, everybody. Browns Overtime here at Brownstown. Michael Regei, Gerard Cherry. Gerard again. The way this football team took the football 91 yards away from the end zone, up 10-6, and not only protected it, but extended the lead, something that you got to know they'll build on.
Exactly, Michael. And if you don't think Brian Hoyer is for real, that drive alone tells you, Michael, that the man knows what he's doing at the helm of the position of quarterback. You have to be impressed with the fact 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to keep saying this because it's not common around here, 2 weeks in a row, you drive down the football field to put the game away. Very impressive.
Very efficient, very effective. Let's find out how Brian Hoyer saw things. He stands by with our Vic Carucci. Gentlemen, take it away.
All right. Hey, Brian. Congratulations, first of all, on the win. And let's talk about this. The second week in a row, you lead a long drive for points. This one puts it away, 91 yards today. Just give me your sense of the feel for 2 weeks in a row, looking in command, looking very efficient, and looking very effective.
It was great. You know, it was a great mix of run and pass. And obviously, the big one at Jordan kind of moved the field a little bit better. But, you know, it was good because we mixed it up and we kept them off balance. And I think that was the key.
So for a second week in a row, you play as you did. Did you feel more comfortable today than you did last week? And you avoided, of course, the mistakes that you had a week ago.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you don't want to, you know, last week with the interceptions, I kind of had that in my mind today. You know, just don't, when you have a defense as good as ours, you just don't want to screw it up, you know. And getting the call to lead this offense is kind of like getting, you know, the keys to a Ferrari. You just don't want to, you know, you want to drive it fast, but you don't want to crash it either. So, I think we did a good job. You know, there were some things that we probably could have done better, but you fight through it. And, you know, in the end, when it came down to it, we went, what do you say, 96 yards to cap the game. And then the defense comes up big and gets a turnover. And then it's always good when you can end the game taking a knee.
What does a win like this say about this football team? Two in a row, again, after all the turmoil that preceded last week's game, the fact that you make the start for the second time in a row, and this team beats a very highly touted divisional opponent.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key, is it's a divisional game and it's in your own house, you know, and you know, those are hard to come by. You know, you gotta come out here and fight to the end. You know it's going to be a tough battle anytime you play someone in your division. And, you know, this team just does a great job of responding to adversity. And, you know, when we needed to step up, we did. When the defense needed to step up, they did. And when you have, you know, that kind of going, when you can win games by a full team, it's not just the offense, it's not just the defense or special teams, you have a chance to do something good.
Right. Thank you so much and congratulations.
All right, Vic, we appreciate that. Jerod, look, not only does he throw for the 269 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but he takes care of the football, doesn't put it in harm's way. How important was that as the Browns of the fourth quarter looked to close out a football game?
That was key and essential, Michael. And what you like about it, you didn't make the same mistakes from last week. But more importantly, Michael, this young man is making it very tough for the Browns to not let him play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in 2013 as well as 2014. Keep it up, Brian. Do your thing, man.
3 years with Tom Brady, whom you're very familiar with. I think some of the lessons have been well learned, at least through two football games. Yeah, yeah. Ryan Hoyer absolutely sparkly to get today. Browns with a 17-6 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. When Jerod and I and Vic get back, though, we're going to flip it over to the other side of the football. Ray Horton's band of brothers were absolutely phenomenal again. We'll get into the Browns' defensive story. That's when Browns overtime returns. Don't go away.
Beautiful weather, man. Efficient game. Time for us to get back on track, man. We won one last week, get two in a row.
Know all of you are very excited. So is First Energy Stadium. Why not? Cleveland Browns with a division win in the first Battle of Ohio, 17-6. Over the Cincinnati Bengals, Michael Regeye, Jerod Cherry. As we said at the top of the show, Jay, the Browns' defense was absolutely stifling today. The job they did in the front seven was letter-winning, but that back secondary today, did Joe Hayden take this personally against A.J. Green?
Somebody call the police, because Joe Hayden mugged my man today, because, again, you got to respect the fact that he was on him all day. A.J. Green did not do nothing of significance in his football game. You got to give your props and all your accolades to Joe Hayden. Michael, he balled out.
Yeah, the whole secondary had a hand in it, active, flying to the football. Let's visit with Vic Carucci, who stands by with that young man that took it personally today. Here's Vic and Joe Hayden. Fellas.
All right, thank you, Michael. Joe, congrats on a big win. Great defensive performance. You kept him out of the end zone. It looked like a defining moment for this defense today.
Man, definitely. You know, our coaches told us this was going to be the best offense that we played against since the season started. And they weren't lying with Dalton. He's a special quarterback, those two tight ends, A.J. Green. But we stepped up, man. Our front seven held it down. We knew they weren't going to be able to run the ball. They wanted to pass. So much love for Buster and Gibson stepping up. And I'm just happy for Buster. He did a really, really good job today.
And A.J. Green, it was a little bit of a shared effort, but I know you had a lot of him today. Seven catches, he didn't see the end zone, so you had to be proud of that effort. It seemed like you took it personally today to keep A.J. Green in check.
Oh, for sure. You know, I take pride in being able to cover the best receiver on the opposite team. And with A.J., he's a special receiver. I mean, I give him a lot of credit. I think he's probably second best receiver in the league. And just being able to go out there and battle against him, and I think I'm trying to become the best corner in the league too. So our battles are special, and I make sure that I come ready to play when I go against him.
Joe, what's this mean, the win mean in the bigger sense, the broader sense? Do you call it validation when you win a game, your first of the year? Okay, that's one thing, and it's big on the road. But to win two in a row and to beat a divisional opponent at home, what sort of statement does it make about this team, again, coming back so strong from the turmoil that preceded that Vikings game?
Just that we're not giving up. We're not giving up at all. I mean, that actually motivated us, you know, because people think that we – gave in on the season, and Trent was a great, great player. I mean, great person, great teammate. But once we lose one person, I mean, you still got 52 other people that are ballers and are ready to make plays. So we got JG back. We got Hoyer stepping up. And we feel like this overall team, we know we have a really good team. And those first two games, we could have easily won too. So we just feel like we're just going to keep pushing, keep trying. And, you know, we got Thursday night, quick turnaround, ready for the Buffalo Bills now.
All right, Joe. Thanks again, buddy. Thank you. All right, back to you guys.
All right, Vic, without question, in his fourth year now, Jerod, in the NFL, Joe Hayden is starting to develop leadership skills, the responsibility to go along with all of his marvelous cover skills. But Jerod, the Browns front seven held this Cincinnati ground game, which is a good one, to just 63 yards. They never let Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis or the excited Giovanni Bernard get off. How vital was that today?
Oh, that was key, Michael. When we talk about this new day and age of offense being all about being pass happy and whatnot, but one thing still remains true, that if you can make a team one-dimensional, shut down a run, and be the physical team out there, guess what? I like your chances of winning the football game, and today the Browns proved that fact emphatically, Michael.
They did it emphatically, and when we get back, one of those gentlemen that is so effective along that front seven, we'll chat with Desmond Bryant when we return. That's in the wake of the Browns' masterful defensive effort as they beat the Cincinnati Bengals 17-6. Don't go away. A lot more Browns overtime still to come.
Ponder back to pass. Up in the pocket. They got him. They sack him. It's over. Desmond Bryant with the sack, and it's all over in the Metrodome.
So great to see all of you here in Browns Overtime. It's a thrilling First Energy Stadium atmosphere. Why not? Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals 17-6. Michael Rengi, Gerard Cherry. One of the elite free agent signees of the offseason, Gerard, was Desmond Bryant, the big fella. 3.5 sacks in the first now 4 football games for the Browns. He's coming in as advertised. And how about the big stop, the big hit on 4th-and-1 today?
Exactly, Michael. And I like what you said, coming as advertised, because that is so key. You got to come out here and do your deal, especially when you're a top-notch free agent. You ball out week to week. It hasn't been momentary. It's been week to week for this young man. So I'm very impressed with him, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in the future, Michael.
Yeah, a lot of you Browns fans weren't real sure about who is this Desmond
Bryant.
Exactly. After his outstanding time with the Oakland Raiders, you're finding out now big fella is really a key cog in the Browns' front seven. Let's find out more. Vic Carucci and Desmond Bryant. Vic.
Thank you, Michael. And Desmond, congrats on the big win today. Let's talk about this defensive effort, especially the front seven. Really, you've played consistently well all season, but today was reflective. I mean, they didn't score a touchdown, and your group was a big part of that.
Yeah, man. I think we really came out to play today. You know, the coaches gave us a great game plan this week. We were able to go out there and execute against a good offense. And, you know, I think that's really doing wonders for our confidence going forward.
And on 4th-and-1, you make that big run stuff, throwing the back for a 2-yard loss. If you could just talk about what happened under those circumstances and how big that was as a momentum turn in this game.
Well, you know, that's just one of the critical situations in the game. And, you know, as a player, you kind of live for those moments. And, you know, they decided to come to my gap, and I was there to make the play. You know, I'm glad that I was here. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
Love the havoc that has created.
Great word,
Desmond
havoc.
Bryant. Yeah, Phil Taylor, Ataba Rubin, John Hughes today, all of them very, very special. Speaking of special, the iconic running back legend of your Cleveland Browns, number 32, Jim Brown, made an appearance at Canton's Hall of Fame. You're going to find out more about what made the illustrious career of Jim Brown. It's coming up tomorrow and Tuesday. Jim Brown at the Hall of Fame. And check that out. We know you'll enjoy it on clevelandbrowns.com.
Jim, we're here at your house, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What's that mean to you?
I guess the word that I always think about is respect. Respect is so important. And this is the place that your talent is given the greatest respect. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Watertown, New York, right down the road from Syracuse University.
Oh, okay, well, give everybody my love. I was dedicated to the game. And I have my own standards. I didn't believe in the statistics, basically. And there are things that I wanted to do personally that no one knew about. Sometimes a 1-yard run was important to me more than a 60-yard run.
Here's a give to Jim Brown. Sweeping left end. He's caught back at the 7. Hit back at the 5. Fights away to the 4, to the 2. One hand's on the ground. Jim Brown bolts into the end zone. Touchdown for Jim Brown.
The bottom line is that we are here in the Hall of Fame. I'm very happy to be a part of it, but ultimately it'll be my judgment on me and God that will count most.
Iconic, legendary, it's synonymous with the Cleveland Browns. Make sure you check out Jim Brown on ClevelandBrowns.com both tomorrow and Tuesday. Gerard, as a player, I know you didn't like short weeks too much, but when you're coming off two straight wins, does that kind of ease the physical of having to get right back at it with no day off?
Well, Michael, you definitely feel better because there's nothing worse than losing and feeling horrible for the entire week. But one thing is important. You have to get your rest. I know you want to go out there and celebrate. Save that for the end of the season because right now you have a short week coming up. Do not be out partying all night long. Get your rest, Michael, because trust me, it will pay dividends if you come out on the Thursday with well-rested and with your body being taken care of.
When the Buffalo Bills get here, it'll be against your first place, Woo! Cleveland Browns at the AFC.
Place,
how does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
After an 0-2 start, the Browns have won two straight over Minnesota. Big division win over the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll see if they keep this momentum rolling against Buffalo. That's going to do it for Vic Carucci, Gerard Cherry, all of our outstanding crew, and, of course, for Brian Hoyer and Joe Hayden and Desmond Bryant. I'm Michael Regei. We'll see you here on Browns Overtime in a couple of weeks when the Detroit Lions come in here. Let's see if the Browns could go to 3-2 with a win over Buffalo. Until next time, so long, everybody.